Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today is Tell Del Tuesday, and with us, we have one of our consultants out of the Dallas area, Mr. Chris Wyatt. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Del. It's good to be with you.
So I want to cover a couple things today. To start off, though, for people that haven't met you yet, that don't know you, let's talk about your background a little bit. Currently, you've got 9 single families, 2 passive apartment complexes, and 1 lead apartment complex. Have done as many as 13 single families, have had as many as 3 passives. So you've gone up and then sold off and moved and changed directions with your investments. We'll get into that in a second. Let's start with the inspiration. The impetus to get started in something like this. Tell us about your past history and where you came from.
All right. So I started studying real estate, really wanting to get into it when I was in college. I used to work at a library. I was security guard at a library in college, if you can believe that. And I had a lot of time on my hands. So I would read books, and a lot of them are real estate-centric, and knew I wanted to get into it, but didn't know how because of the time and freedom that it would give. I finally found Lifestyles Unlimited on a radio show many years later and joined up at the real basic level and didn't do anything. That was back in 2011 when stuff was real cheap, and have been kicking myself ever since for not doing that. And then life got in the way. My wife got sick, and I had to take a few years to focus on family, and once we got her better, did a membership change and bought my first property after having access to what I do now and really taking people by the hand and teaching them how to do this within 30 days. So that was our first purchase, but it took less than 30 days after being a true member of Lifestyles Unlimited.
Well, you bring up a big point. And I don't know how deep you are willing to go into it, but if you would, I'm sure people would be appreciative. You know, you've been thinking about this for a long time. You've researched it, stuck your toe in the water. But then, as always, life happens, and the wife got sick. At that point, you have to make a decision. Which way do you go, right? And you put all your efforts into getting her back, nursing her back onto her feet. We've all gone through that situation. But then it seemed like, wasn't it right after that you found out you had some child arrested development problems coming up also?
Yeah, we did. So my wife was diagnosed with cancer, and that's what took about a 3-year detour from us from 2011 through 2014. And, you know, the focus was on the family at that point. But there were some things that came out of that experience that really bothered me. Being an adult, being a father, being a husband, but having to work at a corporation where what really hurt me was I had to ask for time off to go to doctor's appointments, to watch the kids. The type of cancer she had made her radioactive for about 2 weeks. So she couldn't be around our kids or me. So she had to quarantine. That was her first experience with quarantine. And, you know, someone had to be with the kid. So that was me, and that was other people. And, you know, it was rough. So that was the real push to finding something that would allow us to build our own kind of lifestyle and not have to ask that permission. That just rubbed me raw. And yes, you are correct. A year and a half later, one of our sons, we have 4 kids, one of them was diagnosed with a genetic deletion. And that genetic deletion leaves him intellectually disabled, so he will be with us forever. So not only did it become something that was more of a time freedom, but then it turned into you know, what we like to refer to at Lifestyles as a legacy thing. We have to make sure that not just us are taken care of, but our kids, especially, you know, we actually have two kids that are that have special needs.
So I'm assuming the wife got fully recovered?
Yes, she has a clean bill of health. In fact, we've had another child since the cancer diagnosis. And, so we're a family of six now, four kids and the two of us.
Wow. So what did your mind go through? And I mean, these are the kinds of questions that there's, you know, if there's 100,000 people listening to us right now, there's got to be 20 of them that have run up against something difficult like this. And some people break and other people get strong and get through it. What was it you were thinking to get you through those 2 years of being mom and dad and, you know, childcare and provider all at the same time? How did you psychologically get through that for those listening that may have the same issues?
You know, it's a heavy burden to have to carry. Marty and I got through it together. And when I was faltering, she was my rock, telling me she was going to get better. When she was down, I was the rock, making sure that she knew that you know, she was going to get better and we were going to get through this. So working on it together. But, you know, you mentioned some people get stronger. We definitely became stronger as a couple. We became more focused on where we had to go in life so that if anything like this ever happened again, we would have the financial means, at very least, to walk away. Again, I had a great boss at the time. I didn't have to worry about taking the time off. He pretty much came up at the front and said, you know, whatever you need, let me know. We'll make it work. It was just having to ask permission. So making sure that we were stable and set, that if anything else came up later in life, that we would be able to have that time to focus on it and just that and not be bogged down by anything else.
That's excellent. Excellent. So did you take the 2 day before her illness or after her illness? I'm trying to focus in on, you know, where you
before.
So did you have some? Go ahead. I want to ask you about the aha moments. It's really what I was trying to get to, because the other stuff hadn't happened yet. What did it just change? In other words, wow, that was the little piece I was missing. There's always that piece, and I know in anything I do, you know, you get some big generalized ideas about what's going to go on, but you don't have the exact roadmap, and that you need that piece usually. What was the pieces that you picked up?
It was understanding how individuals like myself at one point would be able to raise money and purchase multifamily property. And I always thought that they were owned by Wall Street executives or big companies. And then I come to the 2 day seminar and I find out that, hey, you know, the guy sitting next to me can do it. He just needs to learn the rules and regulations that go along with it and then have his network of investors that believe in him and are willing to write those checks. And then he just finds deals and puts them together. And that was the piece that I was really missing. You know, single family can be fairly simple. There's a bunch of it on the market. Pretty much anybody can buy it. Anybody can get financing as long as you've got, you know, decent financial credibility. It was the multifamily side that I didn't really understand, and that's where it became crystal clear for me that that was the path we wanted to go down and how to do it.
So as you mentor people now, do you shade your mentoring with your ahas, with your needs and belief systems, or do you try to stay open for everybody's?
I do try to stay open for everybody's, but you know, the goals that we do need to focus on. And don't stay in single family too long. If you can bypass single family, that's not a bad thing. You need to have experience. You know, if you're happy in your position as a doctor or a lawyer and you just want to be a passive investor, there's nothing wrong with that either. Do what's best for you and your family and your situation.
So, Chris, you're breaking up on the air right now because your cell phone is not in a good zone. Do you have a better zone you can get into with your cell phone?
Well,
that sounds
right
better.
Next to my router box. Hopefully you can hear me better now. Is that?
Yeah, that's much better. Much better. Yeah, you were breaking up. All right, great. So nowadays, you know, now that you're doing multifamily yourself, both as a passive, as a lead investor, do you not color your mentoring a little bit that way? Which do you prefer to mentor on, single family or multifamily?
I really only I focus on the single family side. That's my core focus within Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know, if there's people that are making that decision on which route to go, I will give them my personal insight. A lot of it's based on time restraints. Others is based on, you know, their financial situation.
All right, well, we're going to have to take a break right there. We'll be right back with Chris Wyatt and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Chris Wyatt. He's one of the consultants up in the Dallas area. And we've just got done sharing Chris's background with you, which is interesting because he's done single family and he's done multifamily as a passive investor and he's been a lead investor. So he's done a little bit of everything on that. Chris, let's flip over now to your consulting issues. What made you decide to become a consultant?
I needed something to do, to be honest with you. When I joined Lifestyles, I told my wife, I'm going to do a case study. And after I did my first case study, I said, I want to come back and I want a mentor. I want to teach people how successful they can really be. You know, I walked away from corporate in 2.5 years. Most people can't do that. I walked away when I was 34 years old. Most people can't do that. I was self-employed, you can say. I had enough rental real estate and income that allowed me to walk away from corporate. And I came home, and for 8 months, I sat around and tried to take on my wife's chores, taking care of the kids and helping out as much as possible. And she went and got a part-time job because we needed some separation time. And when Lynn came, I guess it was Lori. Lori is one of the mentors in Dallas. She reached out and said, hey, we're looking for a third mentor in the office. You want to throw your name in the hat? I jumped at that opportunity because it was one of my long-term goals. I wanted to be part of the group that led to my lifestyle change.
When you go and you meet with someone for the first time or speak to them for the first time, what is your goals when you're meeting with someone?
When it comes down to the mentoring piece?
Mentoring. When you meet with someone, what are you hoping to accomplish in that first connection with someone?
Definitely want to get them on the right map, focused on what kind of properties they need to look for, how they can best deploy their funds, and also give them encouragement. Some people look at, a lot of the people we talk to, they're anywhere from their early 20s all the way up into their 60s and 70s. And some of them are in a position where they're just in despair, especially after the recent stock market crash. They've lost 40, 50, 60% of their portfolios. And if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, that could be a game changer. Now you've got to figure out what to do. So, we sit down, we talk about how to be aggressive and successful and conservative all at the same time so they can make huge strides in a short period of time and get their life back.
So you're up in Dallas area, and that is, to my knowledge, the most progressive real estate market in the country right now. Population growth, top of the line. Construction, top of the line. Massive amounts of both. Price increases over the top. Is there still room to make money up there in the Dallas-Fort Worth, northern Dallas area? Is there still stuff that you can use to make some money with?
Oh, yes, absolutely. On the single-family side, there's always somebody that's going to be destroying their own home, or there's people that are, people pass away all the time and they go through probate and, if they haven't done any rehab on the home since the 1970s when they built it or bought it, then someone needs to come in and fix it up, and you buy those at a discount. On the flip side of that, there's new product that hits the market, brand new builds. A lot of those come through the Dallas Realty Office, built in 2019, 2020, and they fit our model. There might be a little bit less equity capture, but still equity capture. But they cash flow, and you've got yourself a brand new property. You know, it is the model. When everything's new, nothing breaks, and your residents are happy.
That's how I got started buying properties that had been totally renovated from Fannie Mae, not brand new ones. But I understand when you're buying something that has nothing wrong with it, it's a good starting place. So you're saying the rents are so high that a brand new home, if bought at the right price and the right subdivision, the right set of circumstances, is actually a positive cash flow situation there, huh?
Yes, that is correct. We see anywhere from $300 to $600 on brand new homes.
That's a massive, massively high rent. Tell us what the rents are in homes. Start with, you know, what would be your typical size home? You know, give me a range. I mean, are we talking about $1,000 to $2,000? Are we talking $1,500 to $2,500? Where's the range of what you guys are buying up there for rental properties?
A lot of the rents range $1,300 to $1,500, a little bit, you know, $1,500 to $1,600. Those are typically your $1,200 to $1,600 square foot homes, 322, 422 homes. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it's the typical bread and butter deals. There are some of these bedroom communities that are, you know, Arlington, just south of the airport, Grand Prairie, just a little bit further south of that, Garland and Mesquite, which are on the east side of Dallas. Great markets, great rents, great value appreciations, still very affordable.
So are they still building small homes up there? I mean, in Houston, I don't think they're building anything less than 2,000 square feet. Are they building small stuff up there, or is this just stuff that's left over, and there's just so much of it from older era type stuff?
They're definitely still building the smaller stuff. Again, the Lifestyles Dallas Realty Office is connected with a couple builders that are doing 1,200 to 1,500 square foot homes in Fort Worth.
Wow.
Brand new homes. They're buying, you know, it's infill property. They're either buying vacant lots in older neighborhoods, or they're tearing down 1920s, 1930s builds and putting in a brand new home.
Boy, that's amazing, because that is just cookie cutter stuff for us, huh?
It is. It fits the model, and again, they cash flow. Brand new, and they cash flow.
Wow, so I learned something today. That's good. But we've got these people doing this, and that's positive. Let's ask you, you did 13 of these things, and then you decided to look another direction. Since you're a mentor in the single family, you looked in another direction. Let's share with people why you decided to look in a different direction than single family.
When you take the two-day class, you'll learn that there is a forced appreciation method that's deployed on multifamily property, which means that as you improve the business, the property becomes worth more. So you can buy an undervalued asset, you can either fix it up and raise rents, or you can improve the business operations and improve everything overall, which makes it worth much more. And when that happens, everyone's happy, everyone makes more money. On the single family side, we don't have that. We're pegged into what our neighbors' houses are worth or what they sell them for. So that's always been very attractive, and that's one of the reasons why we've begun to pivot and focus more on the multifamily side.
Gotcha.
Yep.
What about the passive aspect? I see you were in a couple passive deals. Did you get into those before you became a lead, or did you get into those after you became a lead?
We got into two before I became a lead, then I became a lead. And then one of them sold off, and we reinvested with the first lead we ever started with.
It's interesting. The reason I ask that question is because I was a lead first. Well, I was an IRO first, then a lead, and then a passive. So it's completely opposite. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Chris Wyatt and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Chris Wise, one of the consultants up in the Dallas area. And Chris has been sharing with us his story and also some about consulting people up there and the marketplace. So, Chris, the elephant in the room is the COVID virus. And what are you seeing? Now, let me rephrase that. What effects are you seeing on the marketplace up there because of the COVID virus? And how is it impacting what you guys do?
So I guess you could say that we've seen some change, but not a whole lot in Dallas. And businesses are still hiring. People are still moving here. I have two homes listed on the market. Both of them are in contract. Both are above asking price, both within 2 days. We're still in a pretty hot market up here. That being said, you can still find, property at any time for, lower amounts out of pocket. We typically like to tell people it's between 25 and 45K out of pocket right now. If you really look hard, you can find it for less. I bought two last year. Both of them were less than $10,000 out of pocket. So, you can find anything all over the spectrum. It depends on your risk level. It depends on what you want to go after and how aggressive you are.
So the COVID virus hasn't really created much of an effect out there?
Again, there's been some effects. A lot of people that don't know how to manage property or that are poor owners, they're getting hurt. In my personal case, everyone has paid their rent on time every month. But we take care of our properties. We take care of our residents. We rely on them, and they rely on us. So we take care of each other even during these rough times.
So you think about this for a second, and I'm going to put you in a spot to think about something that isn't actually happening, might have happened, and think back to the feeling you had when you had to ask to get off for the time to work with your wife through her cancer. And think back where you thought, wow, what happens if they fire me? What happens if they cut my job? I mean, being in this COVID environment, you ever think back to what it'd be like if you were in that kind of a company where you could have your job cut compared to now you don't even worry about it? And I'm only assuming you don't worry about it because I don't worry about it. I own a real estate too. And I've not had any of the people that I'm passive with tell me they're having problems. We're not having any problems. What is it that, that's two questions. Let's keep on one. Did you ever believe, or how do you feel about the fact now that you don't have to worry about losing your job? Someone can't call you and say, hey, we're done.
That's a huge burden off of my chest and off of my wife's as well. They suck you into these jobs with all sorts of benefits, medical benefits, bonuses, promised bonuses, commissions, company cars, so on and so forth. And we've worked our way out of that. When I walked away from my corporate job, I gave up the car. We gave up the insurance. We gave up the bonuses. But it's because we'd gone out and we'd made our own income. Our cars are paid off at this point, and we have health insurance, so we buy it privately. So once you get over that stigma of somebody can give it to me or I can make it for myself, it becomes very rewarding. And you don't have to worry about that as much anymore. being a business owner and having real estate that with cash flow that comes in every month, it's a different way to look at life.
It's quite a relief to get up in the morning and not have to worry about money, huh?
It is. And no one's expecting me to go to an office.
Now on a lighter note, one of the questions I got bombarded with more than any question I ever got questioned when I was a consultant was, what do you do for insurance? Do you realize that 99% of the people in this country have no idea that you can actually buy insurance, that you don't get it through an employer, that insurance is not a direct extension of your boss? It's really just an insurance policy. It blows my mind. I mean, they would ask me all the time, how do you get insurance? It blows my mind. And the truth of the matter was, I actually got insurance cheaper than when I got it through my employer, to be honest with you, because I got onto one of the government plans, you know, where it was I had pre-existing conditions, so I got under the pre-existing condition plan, and so I paid even less. But it just blows my mind that people are not aware that you can actually do that. And by God, own your own car?
Yeah.
Oh, who would do that, right? I mean, you know, you got your boss giving you a car, your boss giving you insurance. I mean, I guess you went there every day and he gave you your pablum too, right? And you took it home in a box and fed your family with it. It's like a little birdie, you know, the mommy bird goes out and gets food, comes back, regurgitates it for the kids. That's what it's like. You're going up to your boss, he's giving you some pablum. Here, take this home. You can't do it yourself. You need us to take care of you. All right, I'm done being cynical. let's talk about the positive part of all this. With all of this growth going on, and what are the rents going up? Do you have any idea what the rent growth is there? Is it, you know, 2%, 3% a year? I mean, it seems to me that if your rents are high enough to take brand new homes and cover them for positive cash flow, that your rent growth has to be astronomical.
Yeah, we've been seeing anywhere from 3 to 7% on the single family side, year over year over year. We've got homes that we started at $1,195, and we're up into the $1,450s. I've got one at $1,495 now, so you know, that's over a 3.5-4 year period. So they've definitely been growing and growing fast, and you know, when it compounds, it goes quick.
Yeah.
But let's also keep in mind that we're still doing the best product, best price mode. So we're not the high end.
Well, that's really inexpensive. That's really inexpensive for a house, to be honest with you. Even if you're saying the high, you got them as high as $1,400. You know, my Class A apartment complexes, they rent anywhere from the smallest one bedroom on a discount. In other words, if we have a special going, might rent for $970, $980, something like that, and they go all the way up to $1,400 for an apartment. Or I remember back to my rent house, one of my first homes I owned 30 plus years ago, it was about 2,600 square foot home that I personally owned that I decided to turn into a rental when I bought a 4,000 square foot home. And it was renting for like $1,600 a month. So, you know, that's 30 years ago and the rents are not that much astronomically higher. So those rents really aren't that high when you look at them in comparison to what they have to choose for in housing. So you're still best products, best price scenario in that case, right?
Yes. Yes, we are still best product, best price.
What will low-end house rent for up there? I'm just out of curiosity. What would one of your smaller, lower-end, lesser neighborhood houses rent for?
Oh, about $1,000.
Whew. Man. So, you know, that's the choice. I live in a low-end, smaller house, low-end neighborhood, pay $1,000 a month, or I live in an apartment complex. They're pretty much the same thing nowadays, so it goes. So let's get back, and I know I'm jumping all over the place, but it's just one thing leads to my thought process. So you have become a lead investor. Tell us about that, okay? You've only got 2.5 minutes to do it. Tell us why you decided to become a lead investor.
I wanted to be a lead investor to check a box off my I want to do this list. And when I joined Lifestyles and took that 2-day, I heard about being a lead investor and doing a value play where you take something, you know, it's worth $1 million when you buy it and sell it off for $3 million a year and a half later. And I said, I want to do one of those. And, you know, we went out and we found one. So that's the kind of thing that that excites me, is taking something that's old and decrepit and turning it around and making it beautiful again and taking all the rewards from it. Another reason that I want to do is I want to keep this in my family. I want my oldest and my youngest to come back and to work with me. And to do so, I have to have a sizable organization that they are going to be able to be supported by so that we can keep them close. And we're going to have two of our kids with us forever. It's the other two that might fly from the coop. And we want to have that incentive to bring them back and hopefully someday have grandkids that are close to us as well.
Excellent. Yeah, so you're building a legacy, huh?
We are. Yeah, and it's not just for the two special needs children that we have. It's also to keep those that, you know, we've got our oldest and our youngest. They could go away. They could end up living in different countries or different parts of the United States, but we're hoping to keep them close. We want to incentivize them.
You know, it's a sad, would be sad, maybe not. I'm just sitting here having a side thought, and that is, you know, you bust your butt and you create this beautiful world, and then they decide to go get a job. I guess they right. have to do it someday, but, you know, to not be interested in, you know, growing from it. Again, weird side thought. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you more about the deal you did. I want to find out why it was the right, wrong thing to do. We'll be right back with Chris Wyatt and Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Chris Wyatt, one of the single family consultants up in Dallas. But he's sharing with us right now his story about the multifamily deal that he decided to be a lead on. And Chris, you know, you look at these things and you said you wanted to find a value play. So I'm assuming this property had some upside potential. How did you read into that upside potential? What was wrong with this that made it look so attractive to you?
They were ugly on the outside, but they had a decent amount of rehab that had been focused on the inside. So, you know, we've had to replace a lot of wood rot, full paint jobs, doing a lot of power washing, and a little bit on the interiors. But, you know, people didn't put money back into them, so they were ugly on the outside. So the best resident wouldn't come and take a look at it. And just to put it into perspective, when we took over, most of the rents were somewhere between $615 and $700. The last three that I've leased out have been at $845 a month. So we've increased monthly rent per unit by about $230 per door. So that makes a big change. So we're hoping for well over 100% return when we go to sell.
That's amazing.
That doesn't touch the cash flow.
So, you know, it's interesting when you look at this stuff, you take the classes, you go on the road trips, and you see what other people have done. But as listening to what you say is that you run into two different kinds of people. You run into the mom and pop single family house guys who take, when they buy an apartment for the first time, spend all their money on the inside. They go, I remember what it is. I got to go make that unit nice. And so they do one unit and spend a lot of money and move one tenant in and raise one rent. And then they do another unit and et cetera and so on. But the reality is the biggest change in an apartment complex is that chance for that first impression, you know, the street view. What did you do to change the first impression view and the street view and the fact that, you know, people feel about where they live by what it looks like when they drive up to it and park their car?
So So we changed the landscape company. We made them look presentable. We've done full paint job. Some of them had wood rot so bad. I mean, the fascia boards were just hanging off the house or off the building. Sorry. So, you know, it just looked ugly. It looked run down. It kind of looked like a project house when you were walking up to it. It looked like nobody cared about it, and someone had been slumlording for a number of years. So when you change that first impression, they drive up and they think they can see themselves in it, and that's step number one. And then you open that front door for them, and they come in, and it smells nice, and it looks updated and pretty. It's got fresh paint, and then they can really see themselves living there. And that just, you know, when someone is coming from a rundown place that has poor management, or even a nice place with very poor management, and you can put them into a home that has that looks nice and has a great management team in place, it's a win-win for all parties.
Well, especially because you're taking the position that this is their home. So many people in this business, we look at real estate as, okay, those are our tenants. And it's almost like we're housing cattle. And, you know, those are units. It's almost like they're stalls. And, okay, put your tenants in your stalls. As opposed to looking at it the way most of the Lifestyles members do, which is, hey, this is their home. This is everything to them. This is where they raise their kids. This is where they have their birthdays and their Christmases and their holidays. And this is where the memories of their children growing up are going to be derived from. It's so important to pick up all of those factors. And obviously, you've picked that up. When you went in and you saw the 16 units, okay, did you have a timetable for turning them around, or were you just letting it come as it came?
So we had planned on doing rehab for a good part of a year, and for this property, this community, to be a 3 to 5 year hold. We will probably hit that 1 year rehab mark. We are finishing up the last side of the. It faces two different streets. One side's completely done. The other side is finishing up, and we should have the last two units, I hate to say that, but the last two apartments finished up here within by the end of June. So we'll be right on target. We bought it July 15th of last year, so we might even be 2 weeks ahead. But you know, it's a matter of putting a plan together, focusing on that plan, making sure you got a team that can go in and do the work and hit your timetables and hit the budget as well.
Now, are your partners in this with you under the assumption that it's the 3-year plan where you get in, turn it around, get out? Or they plan, is this a buy, rehab, refinance, and hold type plan?
It was within 3 to 5 years we would sell out. And with the amount of equity that we've built into it because of the forced appreciation on the rent side, there's a good chance that we will move out of this one quicker than in 3 years.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a heck of a profit on this deal. And I bet you can't wait to get up to something larger to sink your teeth into it, huh?
I would. You know, I'm self-managing this one, and it's been a wonderful learning experience. I have learned that I don't really like leasing that much. So the next one's going to be bigger so that we have on-site management.
It's a difference. There's no doubt about it. I never forget the first one I got that was large enough to have an on-site manager, and it changed everything. I mean, it really did. And then when you can have an on-site manager and an on-site maintenance man, then whew, now you've died. You've gone to heaven, man.
I look forward to that day.
As country folk would say, you're living in high cotton, big boy. You're living in high cotton. Well, I appreciate you coming on today, Chris, and thank you for being a consultant. You know, Lifestyles wouldn't exist without people like yourself willing to give back and consult people. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity, Dale.
For the rest of you out there, remember this. Chris, myself, his wife, the rest of us, all the consultants, everybody at Lifestyles, it's not for a little bit more money. It's for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.